born October 28th in Wilmington, North Carolina. He is a musician who got his start playing sessions in Nashville for the likes of Bob Dylan before launching a career that has found him releasing numerous gold and platinum selling albums, winning a Grammy for his hit record, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, as well as being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He has a new stripped-down CD of cowboy songs, titled Nighthawk. And soon he will host his annual volunteer jam with country stars Travis Tritt and Chris Stapleton, as well as Kid Rock and Larry the Cable Guy. Please welcome, music legend, Charlie Daniels.
Charlie, how have you been?
That was great, thank you.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm sitting here in Tennessee just kind of grooving this morning. We were supposed to be out of town, but the Hurricane Matthew came in down in where we're supposed to play. So
yeah, you don't want to go down there. Holiday. Yeah, that's bad. I saw 125, 130 mile an hour winds down there.
It's pretty bad. I don't know if it's going to hit the coast as much as they thought it was or not, but we're supposed to be in Cary, North Carolina. Tonight, place close to Raleigh down there, and we had called out some kind of rain. So we'll take off and go up to Fairfax, Virginia tomorrow night and continue the tour.
I got to tell you, Charlie, you sound great. And congratulations, your 80th birthday celebration, the volunteer jam's coming up.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great show. We've got you gave the list of artists that we've got on a while ago. I don't think we've ever had a better or more varied list of artists. We've kind of got all the specials covered. We've got comedy this year, which is something we have always had with Larry the Cable Guy. And of course, Kid Rock and Three Doors Down and Luke Bryan and, Travis Tritt. And I'll miss somebody, I guess. And there's no telling who may just walk in through the back door. This is Nashville, so a lot of people always in town. You know, I have had people show up that just literally amazed me. They just walked in through the door and came to be part of the show.
And I just think about your career, you know, because you're one of the few guys that truly crossed over all boundaries. I mean, there's nobody growing up that didn't, you know, and doesn't know every word to Devil Went Down to Georgia. But you rediscover stuff like In America. Like, I heard that again the first time, like, 5 or 6 years ago, and I called Jesse from the band Jackal, who's, you know, Southern guy and loves you. And I go, have you ever thought about covering this song? I go, it's you know, because I've heard that. There was another band out of Atlanta, Georgia, I think Every Mother's Nightmare, Tennessee, that covered Long-Haired Country Boy years ago.
Yeah, Every Mother's Nightmare, I remember that.
Yeah.
But somebody asked me after I heard that, how does that make you feel? I said, very, very old.
I was
one of the reasons that I did such a variety of music, when I came along, which is almost 80 years ago, there were not that many radio stations, and they were not formatted for one kind of music. I had to play everything. So I got a smattering of everything. I got a smattering of whatever the popular music the day was. I remember when it was big bands, and of course, remember when the rock band came along, a lot of country, gospel. If you're from the Southeast, you're always going to be exposed to the blues. So I got a lot of all of it. When I got ready to do original music, it just all kind of stuck in my head. So I tend to write a little bit of everything.
Well, I mean, you look at the lyrics for Uneasy Rider. You go back to, like I said, In America or Long-Haired Country Boy.
And Legend of Willie Swan.
I mean, these are really timeless, genuine, great songs that now I feel like there's so much pandering in country, and it's such an obvious pickup truck, you know, whatever. But they don't spend any time really living it, and your lyrics still stand up. I mean, they're all truthful, honest, you know, words from you.
Well, it's just the way I see things. I just, for some odd reason or another, especially at one period of my songwriting life, when I would think about a song, I would think about a story with a beginning, a middle, and an ending.
Yes.
And I wrote a lot of songs that were Legend of Willie Swamp and Bit of the Kid, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and a lot of songs that just were stories. My mind operated that way. And one good thing about a story song is, it's kind of timeless. It's not, you know, it's not in a fad or a style that will go out of style. The next generation has a chance to understand it like it, too. And we've been blessed enough to have a few songs like that. So it's been good for us.
No, it really is. And they do stick. I was listening to Convoy again the other day. And I remember I was a little kid. And when they hit the gate doing 98, Let Those Truckers Roll, like, my head would come off. I was 8 years old, and I was losing my mind in the car listening to these songs on old 61 Country at AM here in Kansas City. And You know, and you grew up in, it's a rock and roll station where I work now, but, you know, the ones that cut through, old Skinner songs, stuff like that, old CCR, there's just certain lyrics that are so good and so truthful that they stay the course, and that's, I think, the longevity. You're, I mean, you're having an 80th birthday party, Charlie. Did you think you'd be still doing it?
I don't waste time with it. I mean, it's just been fun. I've had such an incredible career with being able to do what I want to do for a living. The Bible says God will give you desires of your heart. He has granted me so many of mine because I always wanted to be a professional musician, and I wanted longevity. That was another thing that I wanted. I've been able to do both, and I'm just a very blessed man. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that Nashville is going to be fantastic. I was just in Nashville on a motorcycle trip, and I went by that new George Jones Museum that opened last year. And Possum, you forget how out of control and excellent and wonderful he really was. Like, he was a madman. I mean, that was just a different world.
He was one of a kind. You know what's so great about the way you can always tell a classic singer is when they sung five notes, you know who they are.
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder. They don't sound like anybody else. And George was that kind of guy. Billy Sherrill, his producer, once told me that George Jones, the only guy he ever knew, could make a five-syllable word out of church. The way he twisted his lyrics around it all. He was one of a kind. It was, you knew who he was when he came on the air. You always knew who George was. The history of country music is finally written. This guy will have his whole chapter, I promise you.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. Forgive me the rap, Charlie, but I'll tell you, the one time I was lucky enough to meet you, the one thing I took away from that is you wear your legend well. You really do. I walked on that bus, and you couldn't have been kinder and more open and hospitable. It was really something, and I've always loved that.
Well, thank you very much, and I have no other reason but to be that way. I love people. I love what I do. I love interacting with people. And, you know, it's just a good life. And for me, if you love music, I've said many times, if you love music, it's a great way to make a living. If you don't, it will run you crazy. You know, so I love it. So I'm here for the duration.
Well, take care, my friend. I hope to see you again and have a great time in Nashville at the Volunteer Jam.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. Talk to you later.
He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage.